Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to catch up with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. This is part one of a two-part interview.
The thing I wanted to talk about is just the adjustment to, first of all, not having a proper building as it was being renovated, and then just the threat of COVID and a lot of virtual programs, a lot of unique opportunities for families to come pick up kids to take home and kind of still participate that way. Can you kind of run through what the last couple of months have been like in that regard?
Well, yes, virtual programming, we started probably 2 weeks after March 16th, beginning of April, with a virtual story time. We didn't record them then, but it's a whole new world. Learning Zoom, learning how to let people click on the link without having it on their computers or their iPads or their phones. Zoom is pretty easy, and I've just conquered sharing my screen. So I have these little mountains that I have. We had our first board meeting in person and electronically last Thursday, yesterday. Seems like eons ago. But they too felt that they were still in that high-risk category, and three felt that they could meet in person. So we met both ways. We have been very successfully having our meetings electronically and having them open to the public as per the governor's ruling and according to her procedure and protocol for open meetings. We started out with story time, and then we made the decision to go with summer reading virtual programming, and some things you can do well and some things you can't do well. It didn't replace a face-to-face or an in-person program, but it was the best we can do at the time. We're trying to be creative, and we had fairly successful cooking program. We partnered with ISU Extension and Outreach, and they had food kits that they would pick up, and then we would do it together and during the Zoom session. But craft kits, activity kits, those are things that we've made available for our patrons. We have gotten a really good response. I think people have, if you can have fatigue, have screen fatigue, and that you need that in-person interaction, is like the parking lot conversations, 20 feet apart. It's like, oh, we're so glad to see you, but don't get any closer. And wearing a mask has been, something that everybody has to get used to. And I've got to say that, I don't like to wear one, but it's a needed thing and that we have to do right now as a precaution. So.
And then speaking of virtual programs, can I kind of wrap things up? Is there anything on the horizon or anything on the calendar in the next coming weeks that I think our listeners should know about?
Well, Suzanne has story times. She has We Wonders. Story times are for anybody like 18 months to 5 years of age. And then she has We Wonders, which is for birth to 18-month-olds. And they actually get a little board book for tuning in. And so they have a story time for a toddler, and also mentoring the caregiver on developmental issues and teaching the left to right, the eye movement of, you would be surprised once you sit down with a child and you use your finger to run across the page with the words, that they learn that left to right movement. And so it makes them have skills when they get to reading. And it's just wonderful to see such young families and young children be excited about books and reading. And then she has this Books and Bites thing. It's a snack for first and second graders. And we're having a craft virtual program of which you pick up a craft kit for, you have to pay a small fee of $5 for all the supplies. But our next one's going to be a winter craft scene, like a shadow box. And we haven't set the date yet but we have gotten the supplies. And anybody can sign up for that. It's you know, discussions were had about how many services we can have for the community at this time, and we were talking about meeting room use, and what it boils down to is cleaning. If we have the rooms available, then you have to clean them very thoroughly and is that something that we want to do at this point? I think in this phase, it's an interim phase. We want to open up a little bit, test the waters, see how we do. We don't want to become a hot spot, but we want to, you know, cautiously open and let people browse the books.
Awesome. Well, that's everything I wanted to talk about. Is there anything that I forgot to mention or anything else that you'd like to highlight while you have me here?
I just want to say to everyone out there, all the patrons of the library, all the residents of Perry, I'm so excited about the end result of this renovation that everybody wants to show it off. And please, you know, call and we can tell you when, you know, it's not very crowded. If you want to come in and just look around, then that's great. Just don't expect to sit down anywhere. You can browse or you can use the computers at this stage of the game, in this phase. And we'll see how this phase goes. And the 14-day COVID positivity rate for the zip code 50220. And then we can think about what we can add to it if everything goes well.
And that was our conversation with Perry Library Director Mary Murphy. You can find the first part of this interview online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.